I need a weapon.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you not have mace or a taser?
No.
You don't have a knife? You got nothing?
I have kitchen knives.
That don't count, girl.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like, no, I don't have anything. What was it? This was me running down into the kitchen and grabbing a knife. You didn't get that?
Yeah, you need something.
I acted it beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah. taser.
You need
air spray.
Yeah,
a net gun and a trident. Something.
Yeah.
Actually, a net gun and a trident would be hilarious.
That
would
be
if somebody broke in your house and just like, poof, and then this guy like got wrapped in a net and then you just poked him in the ass till they
left. I was like, think again, fuck.
Let me ask you this.
Squirt him with a water bottle. Like, yeah.
They don't like the orange oil. You gotta get him. You gotta get him. You gotta get him up close.
Make sure him in the ass. Spray some citrus oil in there.
Hi, I'm Taryn Feldman. And today I'm gonna teach you about defense.
Yeah, the Aquaman home defense system.
Yeah, and today I wish a motherfucker would. And I'm gonna teach you how to defend yourself as a single woman living alone.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this.
One trident.
Yeah. What in tarnation?
Speaking of shows, I do have a bunch you can come to. July 18th, Austin, Texas. July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. July 24th, Columbus, Ohio. July 25th, Cincinnati. 26th, Cambridge, Ohio. July 27th, Canton, Ohio. July 28th, Toledo, Ohio. August 11th in Phoenix. August 22nd at the Denver Improv. September 1st in San Jose. September 4th in Ontario, California. September 5th in Irvine, California. September 19th in West Nyack, New York. October 24th, Milwaukee. And October 27th, Raleigh, North Carolina. AJWilkerson.com for tickets. Come see me on the road.
Bing, bada, boom. McDonald's in other countries is
way better.
Slaps. Fucking fire.
Yeah.
Really?
McDonald's in other countries is fine dining.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had like a fucking shrimp burger and like croquettes and some other stuff. And I was just like, oh, all of their ice cream machines worked. Didn't have no problem getting an ice cream cone.
I'm moving out of this country.
Yeah. See ya. One of the first things I do is like when I get somewhere is I'm just like, I don't want to think about the first food. Like, is there a McDonald's? Let me go to this McDonald's because I know it's going to be fire.
Yeah.
I just get fire at McDonald's and I can like wake up and deal with making better choices. But right
now. Oh, there was a McDonald's in Spain.
Yeah.
And they don't have fries. They have wedges.
Yeah. Potatoes, bravo.
Cheese. Yeah. It's fucking
fire. Potatoes, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love a French fry, though, but the little wedges were delicious.
Okay, but McDonald's French fries don't hit the way they used to hit.
No.
Back
either
in
just Burger what? I just had a stroke. Neither does Burger King. And it's prolonged. Yeah. Either does Burger King.
Burger
King.
Yeah, I feel like Wendy's is, like, low-key stepped into, like, fry championship place.
No way.
Like, of all of the fries right now?
Right now?
I think Wendy's is definitely.
Yeah.
I never fuck with Wendy's because they don't have any vegetarian options besides just fries.
Yeah.
The fries and the frosty.
The fries are.
They have a vegan chili.
And they have good salads.
Yes.
I don't want chili.
Yeah, and who gets a salad at a fucking fast food place?
Oh, you like vegan chili? You have the vegan chili?
I just like chili in general.
I get salad.
I know, but I literally said,
I love a Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to make you vegan chili. And you were like, I'm never going to eat it. I fucking hate it.
I mean, yeah, me, because I make chili with. 3 meats in it.
Ooh, like a true American.
Like an American.
I'm a chili champion.
Bragging.
In case you didn't know. I have made award-winning chili several times. I'm a chili champion.
Okay, how much?
You're a CC.
I'm a chili champion. I'm retired, but I am a chili champion.
Competitive chili.
I have medals to prove it.
Vaping chili. It's the fucking same
thing. Yeah. How do I?
That's so funny.
Purchase.
Now, because when I make chili and I just know people are chili lovers, I always make a lot. And I'll just next time I make chili, I'll hit you up and be like, where are y'all going
to
be? I'm going to bring you some chili.
That's what I do.
What?
This is like the first year in like 6 years that I haven't made like a big thing of chili in the winter.
Oh, yeah. I make it multiple times a year. I'm a big fan of chili in the summer.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really? On a chili dog? Is it
on
good?
A chili dog?
Oh, chili dog?
Yum.
Like a cup full of chili with some cheese on top.
Did you ever go to Tommy Burgers when you lived in LA?
Yes.
The Snickle Fits, dude.
The what?
To the Wendy's.
Diarrhea City, but yeah. So good.
What's it called? Yeah.
You can only eat it when
Tommy Burgers?
No.
The Snickle Fits? That's what I call when, like, the dogs have diarrhea. I call it the Snickle Fits. I just call diarrhea the Snickle Fits.
That makes sense. I've never heard that term, fits. And I was like, oh, I know exactly what
you're Yeah, you're like, yeah, I get the Snickle Fits.
Roger that.
Anytime I have
Well, that's usually when you make the choice to eat Tommy's, it's like between 12 and 3 in the morning.
Wants to call them the Frickle Shits.
Well, it also works. Also
we have the Frickle Shits, dude.
I get that also the Frickle works. Shits. But
I thought it was like an item on the menu.
I'll have the spaghetti basket and the Snickle Fits.
Yeah,
and also the Frickle Shits.
Totally.
On the side.
On the side.
Yes. I was on the side. Fried spaghetti basket and the torrent of shits.
Yeah, and the...
Can I get a large... Shit my pants, please.
Does it come in a bucket? Because I need that to shit in after I eat it.
I'm going to need the disposable pants also.
I think I'm older than everybody in this room.
I guarantee you you're not.
How old are you, bitch?
How old are you? I am 47 years old.
Oh, my God. Get
the fuck out.
Okay, I'm 40. You okay. Win, but yeah. We look the
How
same.
How are you? No.
Yeah, 1977 and all. Ask me things about 1977 and 1977. Oh.
Or I don't know anything about those times.
Because I am old.
No.
Graduated high school in 1995. Most of you were barely getting off a fucking tip.
Well, you're only you're only 7 years older. Than me. Yeah, you're only 7 years older than me. But when I hit 40, I have to eat Tums.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing for you.
Absolutely.
I get agita
all the time, but I've also made big changes to my diet because I know what causes those things now. So I'm also
Chili?
A person that can't. I won't like. I'm like I can't have anything heavy after 6. Like I've turned into that person where I'm like, ooh, is it worth it?
I know.
Oh, or like,
I can't drink coffee after a certain time.
I had actual ice cream last night, which is the first time I've had.
Oh my God,
time.
Me too.
I can't be around.
Struggling.
Like just.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes.
Farty time.
I've been shitting.
Upset stomach.
I know, but every time you eat ice cream, you get really sick. I think you're lactose intolerant.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Sydney, stop eating ice cream with real milk.
Oh, good.
I know. You have to do what I do.
There's so many good vegan options. There are a lot of great, like, ice cream options. But it is not the same. There are certain things.
It is.
Like,
it is.
The Ginny's cold brew with coconut cream ice cream is
the best fucking ice cream I've ever had.
I'm down to try it. It's just, you know, when it's midnight and you want a blast.
Well, this fucking asshole was like, let me just order 19 pipes of...
You have 19 pipes, and then you're like, let's get Dairy Queen over here.
To be fair, I hid them because I wasn't going to be an asshole.
Oh, well.
I wasn't just going to stick
them. She found them. You did a terrible job.
Oh, no, I ordered. I DoorDashed.
Oh, my God.
I DoorDashed, I think it was a milkshake from Steak and Shake or something.
Oh, you're asking for it.
And I wanted the Snickers one, so I got Snickers and the ice cream and...
Damn.
Whipped cream.
That's where you get no good, like, vegan options for that.
Yeah.
Do you guys know the difference between ice cream and gelato?
I think I do.
Italians?
Or something?
One speaks Italian?
Gelato isn't churned, so gelato is more like a custard base. So, like, depending upon what kind of ice cream you're having, like, ice cream should be custard-based, but not all ice cream is custard-based. And I believe that gelato is also a custard base, and it's not churned. It's poured and then, like, frozen. Is that right?
I don't know. That could be right, but what I am understanding, because there's only gelato in, well, not only gelato, but all the, like, little gelato stands, it was all gelato, and I was like, what's the fucking difference? It looks like ice cream to me. one is ice cream's made with cream, and gelato's made with milk.
Yeah.
That's it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what an avocado is?
I sure fucking do, and I love
it
very much.
So good.
Hang on.
It's just a scoop of ice cream.
Espresso on top.
With poured espresso on top.
What's it called?
An avocado.
I thought you said avocado. I
know. It sounds
avocado.
Like avocado.
Avocado. Mr.
Avocado. It's so good.
No, they're truly delicious.
The sexiest thing I've ever experienced.
One of the most delicious things. But you have to love coffee. If you don't love coffee, it's probably the grossest thing you've ever
had. We all love coffee.
I love coffee. That's been the big... I've had to pull off my coffee intake.
I think that's what's giving me agita, too.
Yeah. It's probably not great for me, but I've been increasing my coffee intake because I'm, like, taking a tea break from marijuana right now. I'm, like, trying to be, like, sober and just see
good how... Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Support that.
Yeah, it's helping, like, because I have, like, a brain injury, and I was noticing it was just, like, it wasn't affecting me in a good way like it used
to. Yeah.
And it helps with, like, my joints and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just was...
It's also not affecting you the same because you stopped taking your actual ADHD medication.
Yeah, but I hated I hated the way that made me feel.
Yeah.
I get that.
It made me feel like have not myself.
Have you tried going an edible route as opposed to just a smoking route?
I might try that.
I would suggest night, that.
I might stop using marijuana in, like, a social... Because it was making me paranoid.
Yeah.
Like, I'd smoke it and I'd be like... Everyone hates me.
Yeah, that's literally why I don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody's on a text chain. They're all talking about how much fucking Taryn sucks. Yeah. I know it.
I should call my grandma.
That's funny. So weed does, like...
Oh, shit, she's dead. And then it just spirals.
So, like, it does, and your relationship and how you metabolize weed will change as you get older. Like, I've been a heavy weed smoker since I was 15. I grew up in a weed-growing family. Weed has been, like, an ever-present thing in my life. I will forever and always use marijuana in some form or another.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, I've definitely... I mean, I still... still smoke.
But, have a liquid death.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, I have a cup full.
Great.
But, I have realized that, for me, I have been enjoying edibles.
Yeah.
And, like, just the way that it gets me high way more than smoking.
Maybe I'll try that.
And you, because you can also, like, start low, right? Where you can have, like, super low dose, you know what I mean? And then work your way up. Yeah. But then there's other days where I'm like, ooh, I'll just take 5 milligrams every half hour until, like, the end of the day. And then I'm like, I'm fucking ready to go. It's nighttime. Let's turn off the lights. Yeah. But then there's other days where I'm just like, you know what? I just want a little bit. Just, Connie, a little bit,
yeah.
You know? And you can have, like, 10 milligrams of that. And then you can also get fucking blasted and be like, I'm about to take 100 milligrams and fly to the moon.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
So it just kind of depends on my mood.
That makes
I like the vibe better.
Yeah. I think that's, like, I don't think it's the weed. I think it's me.
Yeah.
I have, like...
It's probably you.
Yeah, I have it's issues. It's all of
it, you know what I mean? And how your body metabolizes it.
Well, not only that, it's just, like... I'm a, like, all-in or all-out kind of person.
I feel
so
that.
So when it comes to, like, weed, it's, like, I want to, like, just keep...
Yeah,
hitting,
I hear
keep
you.
Smoking, and once I start, and then I'm like fucking up with God, like, holy shit.
I fucked up.
I'm too high to be in public, and I'm at the grocery store.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm a moderation person, so I'm very good with, like,
I'm trying to get better.
I also, like, I'll give myself rules. Like, right now, I'm kind of, like, for the most part, not smoking during the day. And then I'll smoke, like, once I've, like, finished, like, my work activities.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, let's get out. And, like, as soon as I'm ready, I'm like, let's... Like, starting now, I will smoke a day's worth of weed in, like, 3 hours at night, which I'm like, am I doing it better, or am I just condensing this problem? It's a conversation I have with myself frequently.
Yeah, but if it doesn't, like, affect you in a negative way.
Oh, it
way.
Definitely
yeah.
doesn't. Like, oh, it's yeah. a joke amongst my family. Like, my brother and I went on a vacation to Hawaii once. It's probably, like, 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And I didn't bring enough weed. We were meeting my cousins there, and I didn't bring enough weed to, like, tide us over until we met my cousins. So there was, like, a day and a half where, like, we were out of weed. And that day I was, like, the most miserable person to be around. I, like, bumped into all these things. I was more clumsy than normal. And my brother was like, wow, weed. And I always made the joke, like, weed actually makes me tight, makes me together. I'm paying attention. I've got it. I'm on shit. But, like, if I don't get high, I'm like, wait, what happened? Where are we going? What time is it? Oh, I'm hungry. I don't like you. Like, I'm just like, oh,
that's fucking crazy. Yeah, how
Jake
different
treats
it, is.
It like it's Snickers to me. We'll be at a club and, like, I'll be, like, extra anxious or, like, something in the green room. And he'll be like, hey.
Did
you
get high
yet? Go out and smoke?
That's my brother. That's exactly, yeah. That was exactly my brother on that. He's like, wow, you're not kidding. Like, weed does actually make you, like, normal and better and good to be around. And I was like, yeah, bro.
That's why I fucking smoke so much of it. Yeah.
Like, do you not remember our father? Hello. Like, he was great while he was stoned. And if he was not high, nobody wanted to be around him.
That's so just, wild.
Including himself.
Yeah.
Like, I like because I have ADHD, so, like, I like that. I miss that part of it because it helped me, like, focus, especially because I was prescribed, like, 60 milligrams of Adderall daily.
Yeah, yeah.
And I that's just too much.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
60?
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think the VA just fucked me with the dosage.
Have you tried just 5 or 10?
I don't want to... Because of who I am as a person and all in, all out, and, like, my struggles with, like, addiction and stuff, I just
better deal with it.
Yeah, just better to not have it, not be on it.
Yeah.
And just for me.
Yeah, I hear
you. I feel like you can find some other things that'll help you.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
working out literally will
resolve ADD, right? But, like, there's certain things you can do to, like, help you manage shit a little bit. Like, you're just like, okay, let me just think about this. But I agree with that. Like, being on that kind of mind altering shit is not necessarily.
Like your liver, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry, I got another.
Okay, okay, cool.
At least that's what Group Prospect said.
Yeah.
I got two livers.
Yeah, I got two of them. Yeah, that one's wild. That shit is so crazy.
I've got to pull that back up and make the reel of that. That, to me, is still the funniest part of the roast.
Yeah.
Right after he's like, I'm not a fucking idiot. You guys all think I'm dumb, but I got two livers.
Oh, when the...
The Tom Brady roast. Like, we were watching it, and we paused it because that made us laugh harder than anything else.
You laughed so hard, and then I was like...
plot, dude.
What? I didn't get it. Oh. And then you... Yeah.
So funny.
Sweet little ding dong.
Sweet little ding dong.
Extra livers.
When did you move here?
21.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah, top 21.
Is it annoying to have to, like, fully start over?
No, because I don't feel like I had to fully start over, to be honest with you.
I just don't know. Yeah. Like, with what I do for a living, I had to fully fucking start over.
No, I didn't really have to fully start over. I mean, because I've been in comedy for so long.
Yeah.
I've been traveling, and I have, like, a whole gig kind of economy outside of Nashville, so that wasn't, like, stressful to me. And then as soon as I moved here, like, I had lots of friends that knew Lucy, so literally I'd been there, like, two nights. And she was like, hey, you're Lydia. Like, so-and-so told me I should come and talk to you. Or like, oh, we'd love to have you on stage. So it wasn't like I had to, like, start over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And reestablishment. I mean, obviously, like, meeting comics and, you know, making sure that people know who I am. I feel like I'm still going through that.
Yeah.
But I feel like since I've been here, like, I haven't had too much of a lag. It's not the same as L.A., obviously. Like, L.A., I could go up every single night multiple times a night if I wanted to. It's just the nature of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I worked at the Improv several nights a week, so it was very frequently there. But since I've been here, like, I've felt pretty comfortable with, like, the amount of, like, shows that I get here.
That's
great. It's like where I met the right people and people. I think if you're funny, you're funny, and that's it.
Yeah.
People will book you, and that's very much what happened to me here, where I didn't really feel like I had to waste any time or reestablish the fact that I was funny, or, you know, one person saw me, they told another person, they told another person, like, you know, Brad saw me within, like, I don't know, 3 days of me being here and was like, oh, you're funny. I'm going to call you for some spots. I was like, who's that?
Brad?
Shout out Brad Sativa.
Bradley Sativa. If you moved here in 21, we got here around the same time. I wasn't living in Nashville yet, but I was just like coming to Nashville and like just getting like established at Zany's around the same time.
Yeah.
Because I remember we did Brad's, the Brunch of Laughs for Nashville Comedy Fest that year. So that was right around the time you moved.
Yeah,
here,
I'd
right
been here for like a handful of months. It was funny because like we did that show and I was standing there and then Aaron Van Holt from the Improvs, you know, and from Levy was there and she like came walking out of there. She's like, oh my God, I forgot you're here. And I was like, yeah, I'm here. And she's like, oh my God. So it's like I saw people immediately that like I knew, you know.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was, and I feel like Nashville's also pretty friendly and pretty welcome when it comes to that. I haven't really run into any like territorial weirdness, to be honest with you, which was nice. That does happen in different scenes where people are just real goofy, but I didn't experience that.
I think if you're like a good person, you're not gonna have any issues.
Yeah, well, right?
And
Nashville isn't one of those, like, there are some of those like comedy towns that are like insulated. It's like we have our own local scene and that's what we do. And then you have like Nashville is more of like a working comics town.
Yeah.
Like a road comics
town. Totally.
Like it's a town people come through a lot.
Yep. Mm.
And so it's built for that. So when new comics show up, they're like, welcome to the station.
Yeah. That's nice to hear. I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty good. I haven't, like, no complaints. And honestly, like, it is a lot easier to travel from here than it was from California, to be honest with you.
That's why so many people live here,
exactly,
is because it's
easy
to fucking
go.
Yeah, versus like an insulated.
Yeah.
And because I, you know, came,
that's why a lot of
musicians
live here too.
Absolutely. I spent so much time touring up and down the West Coast and kind of touring on the coasts, and I've always dabbled in the South, so it's like I had been traveling and doing comedy here in the South before I moved here, so I felt like I opened some roads in that aspect, but I'm kind of cool to be here now because now I get to explore these areas that like weren't as sexy to me. Like from California, it doesn't make sense to like go to Ohio. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why the fuck would I go to
Ohio?
Why
would I go to Columbus?
Right. Why would I just go to
Seattle? Because they have a four show Don't Tell Weekend.
Right.
And
So now,
do they really?
I'm excited about like exploring some of that stuff. That's just like the shit that's in the middle. Mm-hmm. And trying to find and just like book myself little road dates and kind of doing that anchored with like other big shows that I have from friends that are virtual tours.
Have you been out to the Grove in Lowell, Arkansas?
No, I haven't.
It's a it's one of those places where you're like, it, on paper, you're like, why would I go to there? And then the club itself is actually beautiful.
Nice.
It's a cool little club. And the like the comedy condo is like this adorable little A-frame cabin.
Oh, cute. In the woods.
That's cute.
I like that.
Little Henry David Thoreau moment.
It's like very my vibe.
It's very cute. You'd dig it.
Nice.
You'd dig
it a lot. Yeah, I have to hit you up with a little like hit list of places that you've been enjoying. Because it's like these are just markets I'm not super familiar with. So I'm just like kind of been my focus. And one of my best friends and sort of like my comedy partner in crime just moved from Los Angeles and she's living in Chicago now too. So I'm excited. So now I have like
Chicago and kind of around.
So it's, I mean, I love it here. I'm so much happier here than Chicago I was in California, to be honest. Like,
I agree Chicago.
And don't agree with you.
Yeah, I get that.
I miss California. I've been out of California though for like 12 years.
That's probably why you miss it more.
And I haven't been back in like 4 years.
Yeah, I go back kind of often. Yeah. My mom lives in Southern California.
So. I used to go back a lot.
It's the pandemic, like how they were.
It was pretty shitty there. It was like miserable during the pandemic and the years after. It was weird. It took a couple years for everybody to get like the wheels back on.
Yeah.
I feel like it's better now.
Yeah.
It's those cities are like finally feeling like those cities again. Like, I don't know, like LA was feeling very antiseptic for a minute where I was just like, I need everybody to calm the fuck down.
I'm not wearing a mask around the pool. Please stop. We're outside. Please stop. Yeah. Thank you.
Just around the pool is nuts. Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy. I stayed at the, what's the really haunted hotel on Hollywood on Sunset?
Which one?
Oh, the one where that girl, like her body was found? Or
In the Roosevelt.
The Roosevelt? I was going to say, it's probably the Roosevelt.
But their pool is so sick. Oh,
yeah. Pool's iconic. Yeah.
And
yeah, who wants a pool? Nobody.
Who the
cool ghosts?
Yeah.
Chill ghosts.
Yeah. If it's on it, you don't even know because they're just lounging.
Right? I know. They're lounging. But I remember they were like, we need you to like wear your mask. Or,
We're outside.
Yeah. I was like, I gotta go. I'm not gonna come back.
The mask is gonna get wet.
Well, it's just weird. The whole thing was
weird.
You're
just outside.
And that was like a year and a half after the pandemic, I think. Like the actual shutdown.
We were like, listen. Everything's gonna be
like
okay.
Full on 2020. Everything's gonna be okay. It's full on 2022. You're like, hey,
I don't think. Yeah, it was weird. But
the only place I still wear a mask when people look at me crazy, but I wore a mask on planes before this whole thing happened. I hate the smell of planes. I hate smelling other people's smells. So I used to be like me and like the four Chinese women that got on the plane in like 2017 would like all have our masks on, but I just did it because like men fart, women fart.
Oh my God.
Fart. Yeah.
I don't want
to. People fart on planes. So it makes me want to jump farting on out planes of the plane.
And, like, and I know some people can't handle it. Like you get the bubble guts, whatever. Maybe little shits, whatever we call.
It's literally the air pressure.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking with people. Changes. It's literally forcing air.
I go to the bathroom though.
Yeah, but also just go to the bathroom and let it out.
That's
just,
what I do.
We're all gonna smell it, it's just gonna like travel from first class to all the way to the back of the plane, you
it's
dick.
It's gross. Yeah. That, and I also, like, I fall asleep on flights for the most part. It's just my preferred way is, like, I will take edibles and I'm like, wake me up when we get there, babe.
Sedative me all the way to Tokyo or
and
whatever.
I fully sleep with my mouth wide open. So the other thing was, like, nobody needs to see.
Everybody needs to see that.
I also forget you fly first class and people fart on purpose.
No, I don't. Oh. I don't fly first class. I've never flown first class. Mm. I've just been on many private jets.
Never been on private jets, but I do fly first class. And everyone
first class.
How does that feel to be rich?
Hold on,
it feels great.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
How does that feel to be better than all
first class? Farts on purpose because they want it to last.
It's not on purpose. They feed us more because we mean
it's all the champagne.
Yeah, they feed us bubby beverages, like lots of snacks. There's cookies.
There's actual real
bread. There's bread.
Yeah.
There's whatever questionable entree that they're serving. Or like the optional cheese and charcuterie plate, which is also let's fart.
Let's fart.
Someone needs a pound. Like,
do you want a let's fart?
7 ounces of cheese? Would you like 7 ounces of cheese on this flight?
Give me the Snickle Fritz.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll take one spaghetti basket and two Snickle Fritz. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That, or they're like, here's this Thai beef salad that nobody wanted us to make, but we made anyway. And you're like, this is not Thai, it's not beef, and this is not a salad.
Yeah, farts.
What are you doing? Why are you offering this to me?
Farts. So many farts.
Just the worst.
One of the last flights I took was when I went to OKC. On the way there, I get the aisle seat on purpose because my
same.
Knee.
Love it.
But then there was like this woman and her baby, and then in the other seat by the window was like her other small child. And in my head, I was like, why didn't you put the small child in between us so that you and baby have space? Because the whole flight there, she's like this with baby. So I'm literally like, dude, I'm in the aisle because every time I try to get closer, she's like elbowing me my hair. And
she
I'm
probably
like,
thought she was like, that one by the, it probably needs to be penned in. She hasn't like dealt with him for a while. And she's like, I've got to pin him in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going to be running across this person's lap.
I'm going to box him in, make my body a human playpen.
Or people just assume it's a baby. No one's going to care.
Everyone's going
to Everybody cares.
I mean, I wasn't like a dick. And like, I was just like, whatever. Like, I felt for her because I was like, I would hate to be like a mom by myself with baby and small child. But also, as the person sitting next to her, I was like,
yeah.
My back hurt.
You're like, this is why I didn't have a kid.
Herky jerky.
Yeah.
I had a woman ask me one time. She's like, will you hold him really quick while I do this? And I was like, I prefer not to. And she, the offense on her face. And I was like, I don't know you. That's not my child.
Yeah.
I don't even want an ounce of responsibility for your child on this plane. I don't know what you're doing. Like, I'm sorry, but no.
You're better than me. Because I remember sitting next to this, this little girl and her family was across in the next aisle and her mom had fallen asleep. And I was like, do you want juice? Do you want snacks? And then she ended up falling asleep on me. And I was just like, I guess we're best friends now.
I'm such a cunt. Like
I got her like apple juice and snacks. I would have been like,
excuse me, you need to wake up. Your child has needs. Yeah. I will get really bougie on a plane really quick.
Oh, you were in first class. I was back with the peasants.
When I have to sit.
I was taking care of the village.
When I have to sit in comfort plus,
And you were with all the rest of the twats up in fucking first class.
On comfort plus, or when I can't find a first class direct, I have to hop on a Southwest. And then I love them because you
can I feel so sad for you.
I don't hate it. I do hate it. But I will be I'll use their flying while flat rule, which is basically they give you a pre-board card and then you can sit wherever you want and you get two seats because you're fat. Which is the best.
What?
It's a real thing. You didn't know about this policy?
No, note to self. What are you talking about?
It's called the customer of size policy. And at Southwest, you can do it, take advantage of it two ways. You can A, buy two seats in advance. Mm-hmm. And then as you're flying out, they basically will refund you for the second seat.
Huh.
Or you can just show up and say, hi, I'd like to take advantage of your customer of size policy. And they are guaranteed to give you a second seat. And they give you a little card that says reserved, and then you get to pre-board and you get to get on first so you can find your place and then put the little card next to you. And then no one can sit next to you because you're fat.
Wait, can I put my purse there?
Yeah.
And no one gets mad?
Yeah, because you have a little card because the airline told you it's okay because your butt exceeds the width and they want you to be comfortable and everyone else to be comfortable.
Oh. I'm trying to just book a flight for my fucking thick fat ass.
I already do my pre-board anyway because because of the social anxiety, I pre-board also. But when I go to do my pre-board thing, I'm just going to be like, I want the extra seat.
I'm also, you don't know this, but when I sit down, my butt expands.
My butt does not expand the width of the seat, but my anxiety does.
I think you can honestly, Southwest is pretty cool about that shit. That's the only way they won me back. Cause a friend had told me about that. I'm like, this can't be true. And then I did. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking true. This is great. And there is a direct flight from Nashville to Burbank Airport, which is
sure is.
Yes, there is.
Sure is. We love an outdoor
sweetest thing
moment.
I've ever done. That's the only flight I will get on Southwest for is that fucking direct flight between Nashville and Burbank because it is just such a beauty and a breeze.
Yeah.
Mm. Such a beauty. And that's how I found out about it. But I bet you could tell them, be like, listen, you treat fat people this way. Treat me. My anxiety will not allow me. I don't want them touching me.
I identify as a fat person. Yes. Give me two seats.
I think you could.
Yeah. I was thinking about whenever I was on that, I had a flight. I don't even think it was the connection flight. It got delayed. And I was like, I didn't know they were already boarding, but it had gotten delayed. And I'm going there. I'm walking as fast as my disabled knee ass can.
And the
lady behind the booth is like, come on, hurry. Are you Dallas? Dallas, hurry, come on. And she was getting an attitude with me.
Oh no. See, I don't like that shit either.
When I finally got to the desk and her and four of her coworkers were there, I was like, so sorry. I can't walk that fast. I'm disabled. Her face.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit person.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm so sorry. Do you need a wheelchair? And I was like, no, I'd like to walk for as long as I can.
Epic response.
Ouch.
Epic response.
Fucking ouch, epic dude. Response. Wow. Love it. She's still thinking about you. I hope you know that.
Love it.
She's fucked.
Dude, one time we were flying together, and because I have my, what you call it, TSA pre-check and all that kind of stuff, I got through security first, and it was, like, tight. She was like, make sure I can make it. And I was like, I got you a seat on the plane, the whole thing. Her ticket was already tagged, like, with pre-board to match mine, so when they got all that kind of stuff. But the flight attendant was like, trying to get everybody to sit. Yeah. And I'm sitting there, like, she's making direct eye contact with me when she makes the announcement. She's like, this is going to be a full flight, so, like, if you've got your bag sitting on the seat next to you, like, go ahead and move it. And I literally held it up and I was like, my companion I'm a medical pre-board. My companion pass person is sitting here. They're still coming. And then she was like,
yeah. Yeah, they probably
but she,
feel,
this bitch
well,
came
know.
On the announcements trying to call me out. And I was like, bitch, I got a ticket.
Yeah.
Lulu Dallas multi-pass. Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't even know how flight attendants do it. I don't even know.
Honestly,
I don't know
like
if
she
I could
didn't
do
have
it.
To get an attitude with me. I think that's the part that made me mad is like she was looking directly at me and I'm like, I'm moving faster than like a normal walk. I can't run.
Right. Well, I think like at run. That point she's identified you.
Yeah.
So it's as simple as communicating to the bridge or wherever the fucking communication needs to go.
I've got one more.
I see the passenger.
Them.
They're coming.
Yeah. Also, like, she knows you're coming. You're not. You didn't sit down and, like, start crying or something.
You didn't stop and start rummaging through your bag.
Yeah. You were like, I'm going to get a quick cinnamon roll. Can you hold the plane?
Yeah. Right. Hey, or on a phone.
I'm going to get my shit real quick.
Yeah, they're holding the plane for me. Yeah, they're on the plane. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What was that last night? Oh, the Maya Rudolph Loot, where she's like, I'm going to take a shit. I have to take a shit. I got to go. Have you guys watched Loot?
I have.
It's so funny.
Oh, my Very God. Good. The Benjamin Bratt episode.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Hot Wings one was so funny.
I lost
it
at the close-ups when they were doing, like, the make eye contact and take deep breaths. And they're, like, back and forth, and she's like... And then finally when she's like, just because
she's so funny.
I also just love the concept.
You have to start that show. It's really funny.
I have no time for another show. I'm still trying to watch Hacks.
Oh. Well, when you're done with that.
Yeah. I'm so behind.
Those shows aren't going anywhere, babe.
I'm
They're
so
streaming
behind
forever.
On shows. Yeah. I love Hacks, though.
It's so fucking funny.
Hacks is great. What's this one called? Loot?
Loot.
Yeah.
With Maya Rudolph. Bridesmaids.
Oh!
The one that shits in the street.
I love her.
She's very funny.
Minnie Riperton's daughter. Hello.
I know. Yeah. We just looked that up last night.
The concept is basically like Jeff Bezos' wife. It's like her billionaire husband divorces her and she gets like $90 billion and then finds out that she owns all these companies that he like bought for her and stuff like that. And like she has a foundation.
That are in her name.
So she goes to work with the people at her foundation to actually figure out what to do with all this money. Okay.
And who's a comedian you love?
Ron Funches.
He's so funny.
I love him so much.
He's such a noid.
Yeah, I love him so much. And I was telling her, his son is autistic and he talks about that a lot. And like that's like a...
He's a great comic.
He's such like just a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
I was talking to Kristen this morning on FaceTime, and we were talking about Theo Vaughn, and she's like, "Oh, I loved him in Righteous Gemstones." I'm like, "He wasn't in Righteous Gemstones." I was like, "I didn't know he was in that." And she's like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Oh, crazy! I guess I didn't."
No,
Keith.
She thought the
everybody
guy that
was
like, everybody
sees. It's him. It's
That's
so
funny.
The guy with the bangs.
Yeah.
I wonder if Theo Vaughn knows that everyone thinks he's not him.
That's funny. Or I wonder if that guy's like in coffee shops at Silver Lake and they're like, oh my God, Theo Vaughn. He's like, no.
That dude totally lives in Silver Lake too. Fuck that dude. I'm just kidding.
I'm opening for Theo Wednesday night at the Ryman.
Let's
fucking go. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's not for you guys. That'll already be done. Sorry.
That's sick. Dude, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Isn't that rad?
Are we going to leave after?
I've got to figure that out. I think I might have to fly. Because it's like a 9-hour drive. I don't know if it would work.
Okay, bet. Bet Midler. We'll figure. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I don't know what I'd have to do. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeesh.
It'll all work out. Guys.
Yeah,
we'll be fine. We'll get there.
I'll get more bags.
Speaking of shows, though,
I know.
Speaking of shows, I have a bunch of shows.
What's up?
Oh, I was gonna do dates real quick.
Bet.
Speaking of shows, I do have a bunch you can come to. July 18th, Austin, Texas. July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. July 24th, Columbus, Ohio. July 25th, Cincinnati. 26th, Cambridge, Ohio. July 27th, Canton, Ohio. July 28th, Toledo, Ohio. August 11th in Phoenix. August 22nd at the Denver Improv. September 1st in San Jose. September 4th in Ontario, California. September 5th in Irvine, California. September 19th in West Nyack, New York. October 24th, Milwaukee. And October 27th, Raleigh, North Carolina. AJWilkerson.com for tickets. Come see me on the road.
Bada boom. What are you doing in San Jose?
Improv?
Yes.
Nice. How many?
I'm going to pee real quick.
I have to pee too.
I have to pee so bad. We still have a half hour left.
Okay.
I'm going to just pee.
Okay, you pee, then I pee.
I was up till like 4 a.m.
Oh, fuck.
Because the mechanic, like, fucked. I was waking up at the...
She was supposed to go take her car to the mechanic at 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time he had. Ugh. And then he fucking flaked.
What a day.
But, like, didn't tell her he was flaking. Made her wait. Absolutely. And then an hour later was like, hey, sorry, I'm running behind.
Yeah.
Nah, bruh.
So, I'd gotten, like, 3 hours of sleep. Woke up, drove over to East, and then that happened. I drove back here. I went to the grocery store actually first because I was like, I'm already out.
Yeah, might as well.
Went to the grocery store, got back here, and then like I tried to lay down, and I think I feel like I slept, but you know when you feel like you sleep?
Yeah,
but I mean,
you're just like lucid dreaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Your brain's like super active, and you're like, I know my eyes are closed. I'm pretty sure I'm asleep, but why am I having this conversation with myself?
Oh, with my cat.
Yeah.
I was lucid dreaming about my cats. But they had like human voices.
Well, that sounds
God, killer. I wish.
It was so
God,
wild.
I wish.
But also no though, because imagine how annoying your animal would be if they were just like, hey, hey.
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 Hey, look at this.
Hey. Hey.
I think I would
Hey. Hey. Yeah, did you see this? Hey.
Is like, your stop, face? Stop. And they're like
this? Stop doing this.
Why?
Stop doing this.
Why?
Why would I do that? Sure.
I think I would love it.
I feel like Jazzy already talks to me. I have a really big black cat, and she talks back to me. Like,
that's how our black cat is, too. He has a lot to say.
Yeah.
It's a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of discussion.
It's
adorable.
Love
him. He has this cute little, like, meep. And it's like this high-pitched, like, meep. And it's like a series of, like, meow, 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 meow. Like, it's really, like, he is a very affected meow. It's
so
I do kind of love it.
Jazzy cackles. She goes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then she'll go, that's her meow. And Abby sounds like an old lady. She's like, meow.
Oh, yeah, the big, like, the guttural back of the throat. Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah, that's how my old cat was, Miss Sheila. She was very, meow, meow. Like, definitely the old lady smoking was her for sure.
What would you name the little cat if you got the little cat? What would you name it? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's
a little girl.
Oh, I've got three girls.
That's really cute.
I feel like that would be
a vibe.
Makes it easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because
she
it's smaller, it might be easier for the older ones to like
be cool with.
Yeah.
I mean they weren't. I had Jazzy first, and then I got Abby. Jazzy.
It
was
just
a
might
kitten.
Take a week or two of them just being like, and depending on how.
Well, they're already
they
gonna be like, what the fuck? Because you guys are moving.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, what's the changes?
Yeah. I think give them like a week to kind of like settle in, maybe.
Yeah, my girlfriend literally, she lives down the road, and she was like, because you know how I've said it a million times,
I want a cat.
Yeah. And she was like, I found your cat living under my shed, and there's no mom or no siblings. Aww. And I was like, oh my God, should this be my cat? And then I looked at AJ, and I was like, I don't think I can handle like another, just because like this whole new Orville thing,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, man, because I don't want him to undo what just happened, and I don't want to, because I'm busy, like, with kitten, to, slack on paying attention to him.
A puppy and two kittens at the same time? Do not recommend. Don't recommend. Not smart. I thought it was doing the smart things. I'm like, oh, they'll all get along. Like, everyone's annoying, everyone's shitting. No.
Yeah,
you're enough is enough. With two geriatric dogs.
I know. I have. I'm running a senior citizen home, which I thought a puppy and two senior citizens was a genius idea. It might be maybe for them, maybe a little bit. I don't know. But for me, it's a fucking diarrheic, rheic nightmare. Yeah.
Snicks or Fritz.
It's Snicks or Fritz all day long.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. So, and then having a cat or a kitten, like me having to vacuum more, or like a kitten like clawing everything, and I think I might perish.
Yeah, you gotta train the cat.
Yeah. And I don't know how to fucking train a cat.
Water bottle.
Oh. Yeah, I can do that.
Water bottle, little lemon, or orange in it. Little orange peel, or little, because they don't like the oils, citrus oils. Yeah.
But if you want to meet her, you should meet her soon, because Sam will find it's a cute cat. That cat will go fast.
Yeah, I want to meet her, see her vibe, see if she's chill.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's a little chill, cool cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she's a little fucking, you know, it might be a different.
Yeah, but maybe not.
Yeah.
It's like, if she's bouncing off the walls and climbing the curtains and everything, I'm going to be like.
Yeah, my cats would be like.
We would like to move.
What's going on?
What the fuck did you do?
So funny.
It might make Abby more energetic, though. Like, more playful.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, the kitten would be like, oh, cool, I'll just, like, learn from these
other
cats.
Yeah. She's going to talk back to you.
It's fucking cute. So you're in a relationship.
Yes.
Tell me about said man or female. I don't know.
He's a man.
Does he identify as a man?
Like probably.
He identifies as a weed grower.
He identifies as a man and an individual first.
Okay. Love that.
And he is a gentleman who enjoys weed and guns. For sure.
Weed and guns.
Weed and guns. Bread and butter.
That's a cute little combo.
Yep.
You identify as weed and guns too?
There was a period of my life where I identified as. I like guns. And then there was a period of my life where I was like, I like weed.
They don't
really overlap too well when you travel for work.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I can see that.
Either my weed or guns. Yeah. You open your jacket, there's weed, like, and then there's guns.
Well, there's a declaration card. And then a little thing of watches. Yeah, there's a declaration card for the gun, but the weed thing might throw you off. That's when it does get a little dicey.
So now I travel with weed and a tomahawk.
That works. A knife is also a very good alternative.
Do you really?
Yeah, there's a tomahawk.
What do you mean a tomahawk?
There's like a straight up
little
axe. Like a wilderness, like survival
I used to have one of those in my car too.
Kind of thing.
What?
There might actually still be one in my car.
Do I need a weapon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you not have mace or a taser?
No.
You don't have a knife? You got nothing?
I have kitchen knives.
That don't count, girl.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like, no, I don't have anything. What was it? This was me running down into the kitchen and grabbing a knife. You didn't get that?
Yeah, you need
something. I acted it beautifully.
Taser, spray, net gun, and a trident.
Actually,
a net gun and a trident would be hilarious. If somebody broke in your house and you're just like, poof, and then it's kind of like got wrapped in a net, and then you just poked them in the ass till they left.
I was like, think again, fuck face.
Let me ask you this.
Squirt him with the water bottle. Like,
they don't like the orange oils. You gotta get them. You gotta get them up close.
Make sure them in the ass. Spray some citrus oil in there. It'll sting more, dude.
Hi, I'm Taryn Feldman. And today I'm gonna teach you about defense.
Yeah, the Aquaman home defense system.
Yeah, and today I wish a motherfucker would. And I'm gonna teach you how to defend yourself as a single woman living alone.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this.
Trident. With a net.
Yeah. Do you do you usually have a lighter in your purse?
No.
Do you usually have something aerosol?
I'm gonna get killed. I just came to that realization.
Get, like, a mini hairspray. Like, go to fucking Walgreens, get a hairspray you would never use in your life. Just
hairspray and a lighter and just
bada boom, bada bang. You got yourself a fucking flamethrower in 2 seconds. Duct tape that shit together, just keep it in your purse.
I like this.
I like that too.
And then all you gotta do is fucking start her up. Fucking let's go.
I'm over here like criticizing you, but I don't have anything either. Yeah. I have a big wrench.
But you
in my
live
car.
With somebody that has a tomahawk.
Oh,
I live alone. Oh.
Yeah, I have a
gun. If you're a woman alone, you need several weapons all throughout your house.
And my dogs would let it all happen.
Correct.
Like they're too old and blind and
yeah.
Orville no, you got to get like
a I mean, yeah. Orville will be like, oh, sick, dude. Yeah, she's upstairs. Do you have any pillows with you by chance?
No, I'm a big proponent of having weapons. Like, I usually carry a gun with me. I'm not carrying a gun today just because I got a new bag and it's too cute and it's too big. And I don't
right,
carry
right.
It.
Yeah,
I still clearly, don't like obviously. Wearing my gun on my body. Like, yeah. If I was doing it right, I would be, like, packing it on. But it's. I feel like as a woman, it's a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. And as a bigger woman, it's even more difficult because it's like, I don't even like wearing clothes. There's enough things poking me. I don't want a gun poking me, too.
See,
like,
I've always thought the exact opposite. I used
more
to
things
carry...
poking you?
No. Carrying
you
a gun.
You want more boners in your back?
Carrying a gun. I got I always your back. Thought, I was like, if I was like a girl with huge boobs, I could just keep a gun in my, like the way some women keep like cigarettes and a bra. And
I mean,
a,
yes and no, but then like what if it, get ca- it, get, it gets caught up on your titty?
Well, then
you
boob
know what
sweat.
I mean? Boob sweat. Yeah, it's all, then it's all floppy.
Yeah.
And then your gun's rusted.
And then you
go to take it out and it's sweaty from all the boob sweat. Correct. And then you shoot someone else.
Do you not think fat dudes are getting boob sweat on their guns?
I don't know.
I'm sure they are. Most of those guys are front appendix holding, you know yeah. what I mean? Which
I
is
really haven't
worse.
Tapped into this market
even worse.
At all.
That's yeah. even saltier sweat, yeah. dude. Ugh. Yeah, your gun smells like Famunda cheese.
Ugh. Yeah. What the fuck?
Famunda fire.
He's like, freeze. They're like, oh, God, what is that fucking?
We need to get you like a little.
We're out of here.
Then you can just keep that shit in your purse. They have ones like, well, you can like 3D print them that are just like little. Like, yeah.
Should I just get a BB gun and just like.
What, just get somebody angry and then they shoot you? Never bring out a gun unless you are ready to use it. And especially in Nashville, don't bring a BB gun out on anybody because they're going to shoot you with a real ass gun.
I'm just like the most unviolent person. Yeah. It makes me so uncomfortable. Guns, tomahawks, flamethrowers, whatever the fuck you guys told me to get makes me
well,
so
think about it like this. It's there because you are uncomfortable, right? You don't want to deal with violence. You don't want to do anything. You got to find some way that you can access it and save yourself time to run away. Nobody's saying you have to engage in a fucking fire-blazing battle. You know what I mean? You don't have to go to the yeah. Hatchet Olympics.
You can have a gun. You have to, like, just get it up. But if someone's breaking in your house and you have a gun and you shoot your gun two times into the ceiling, they're going to leave.
Oh, if they break into my house, I'm shooting two times into their fucking
oh, yeah,
set
no,
of mats.
You, but someone who's, yes. I don't like violence.
Yes.
Yeah. Even just the, especially like a shotgun, the.
Yep.
That'll steer.
But what if
away.
They also have a gun and they're like, bitch, cuck, and then we're just like
well,
shooting at the ceiling.
That's why.
One upping each other.
If you see someone, shoot them. In your house, you can technically kill somebody if they are yeah. in your house. They have crossed that threshold. If they're on your front yard, that's icy dicey. Oh. But if they are, depending upon their intent yeah. and kind
unless
of
you're
their
in
engagement,
unless you're
in
Texas.
Florida, stand your ground law.
Yeah. But it's just so that you can, like, the whole idea is that so you can run away to a place or you can get away, right? Like,
I'm having anxiety.
You don't have
just
to just kill them.
I think, you know what you need? A moat. I think you should get a moat with some gators.
There you go.
And
what's that?
Oh, you know what? We just need to weaponize the skunk that lives.
How fucking
on the
cute.
Street,
dude. There's a tiny
gun.
Little, oh my God. And he's like, bro. Oh my God, that'd be so
with
cute.
Tail.
With his little tail.
Little tail and he's just like, ah.
Just he has a little harness
everywhere.
With guns. I like.
Throwing knives.
Throwing knives.
This sounds like a ninja star.
Throwing.
Yeah, ninja star situation for
ninja
sure.
Ninja stars.
Oh my God, he like distracts you with his like stinky little butt and then he's just like, da 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 da. Like ninja stars.
Like he sprays flank. And he's like
but it's like
cloud.
A, yeah. Yeah, it's like a little gay skunk, so he does the hairspray mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. He's like,
I love that.
Also, cute. How cute.
Yeah. See, now you're into it.
I'm into it if, like, the animals that live amongst my property help me. Yeah, mm. That's what I'm into. But that, unfortunately, that's not real. So I probably need
isn't
to, like.
Isn't it? That skunk was guarding the driveway the other night.
I know. And the deer, the little baby double deer won't leave. They were all up.
Double deer.
Well, like baby twins.
Oh, I thought you meant like a deer with two heads for a second. I was
that would be tight if that deer also like protected my life with tomahawks.
I think you need a wolf.
I know. I think I need something.
Just mount a crossbow between its two heads.
He's so cool.
You know, trying to like train our dog to like tear shit up.
The so, big one?
Yeah. So she has like a rope. On like a pole that goes into the ground outside of the front yard. So when you say get it, she just goes and fucking and tears it up. So we're trying to teach her get it so that she knows how to watch.
Comes in,
So you'd be outside and be like, watch them. And if a car is driving down, like, our driveway kind of, like, goes up, so we're, like, a quarter mile down, so you can, like, see people. So we'll be like, watch them. And she'll just be like.
Cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Smart dog.
Yeah. Very smart. Very smart. But I also kind of, like, she's also a big lover, so I'm just like, would she really do it? Because I also feel like she'd be like, oh, you smell cool.
Yeah.
We want to get her to a place where it's like, I know for sure. I mean, I think if we were really in danger, I think she would actually lose her fucking mind and probably tear the shit out of somebody.
I think Orville would let me know because he already, like, is bothered by
anything
that's outside
of the house. I mean, the DoorDash guy wouldn't even come up to the door because
he's like, your dog. And you're like, are you kidding me? He's nine.
Dog is like
wait, what kind of dog is it again?
He's a little dachshund hound.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Oh.
The DoorDash guy called. He's a cute boy. Like, hey, your dog's in the doorway. And I, like, look, and it's just little tiny Orville. And I'm like, okay.
It's going to be okay, bro. Okay. He's going to make it.
He's going to lick you to death.
Yeah, right? That's my little one. That. Stop licking. Oh, my God.
I mean, so that's not going to do anything. But he will let me know things.
Yeah, he alerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how my little one is, too. He won't shut the fuck up. And usually, like, she won't pay attention until he's barking for like a couple minutes, and then she's like, all right, what are we doing?
You could just teach Lucy to start sleeping right in front of the front door, because if anything bumps her at night, she's going to attack it.
That's so funny.
If anything bumps her while she's sleeping,
she is wild. She turns into a fucking gargoyle
if you
touch her while she's sleeping.
That's hilarious.
She's like a grumpy teenager. Is she not?
No, she is.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, you got to wake up and go to school. Fuck you, you're not already there.
Yeah, that's my other little boy.
He looks like Lord Farquaad.
That's when we bring up his haircut. I'm like, come here, Farquaad. That's
Katie Holmes. That's so
cute. That's exactly what I call money. That's like fresh haircut day where I'm like, oh my God, Farquaad.
That's so fucking cute. Farquaad. I love them all. They're all my children.
Yes, exactly.
I love them all.
It also kind of reminds me of she gets Dog and Baby Boy when he had
of the
voice. I said he also reminds me of Dog in the movie Baby Boy when he had like the two like the pigtail braids. I said he also reminds me in that photo, he reminds me of Snoop Dogg in the movie Baby Boy.
Pigtail braids. Yeah, very that.
Oh,
very that.
Spot on.
Yeah.
No,
he's
cute.
He's annoying. But I love him very much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My little problem child. My little Velcro prince. But he would not do anything. He will lick you to death. He'll try. He'll probably like terrorize your ankles. But
that's
about it.
So scared
about not anything more complicated.
Yeah, you're so tough with your fucking
cool.
What's it called? Gingham.
Oh yeah, oh,
with your fucking gingham like scarf on, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of it. Exactly.
I have a tomahawk.
So funny. No, he has like little sweaters and shit too. So.
Do you travel a lot?
I do
for comedy.
Not as much as I used to. I've been kind of like chilling out a little bit, just because I'm like.
You've been doing it for 14
fucking
years.
Tired.
Yeah. What do you do when you get burnt out? That's what I want to know from everybody always.
When I get burnt out, I want to come home. And I usually am like, I'm not leaving my home and my property.
Yeah.
And I will literally like, I love to cook. I'm a very good cook. So I will usually be like, okay, I'm going to make like a series of extravagant meals because like the process of cooking calms me down because it's like a task I can focus on.
Yeah, that's how I
and a series of things that I can do. And then I'm like, okay, my day is ordered and it's all right if I don't do anything else because that's the thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that really helps me just like everything else shuts up.
Yeah.
And then I can just like hang out with my dogs, hang out with my dude. You know what I mean? Watch a little TV, watch some movies.
You know, sorry.
Bless you.
Whoa.
Smoke some weed and just honestly turn it off.
Like, yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do. And like now that I'm here, it's so much easier to do that.
Yeah.
Like when you live in a city, I feel like it's harder because there's distractions of things.
But
like living out in the country where I live, it's like, it's fucking quiet.
Yeah.
Like, and I go out and I can stare at the trees and just be like, oh, none of this matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's
like,
fucked.
We're all this shit
here.
Is still growing. Yeah. You know, it's,
yeah.
This
Jim
is
Carrey's onto something.
I'm like, oh, air. That's right. Oh, shit. You know? And then I just remind myself, like, literally, I will sometimes literally ground myself and, like, take my shoes off, stand with my feet in the fucking dirt and just be like, deep breaths. That's right. None of this fucking matters.
Yeah.
This job is stupid. It's silly.
Yeah.
And what a blessing that I get to do with in a begin, just at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, there's so many ups and downs and there's so many random factors to it. So it's like, why am I getting so upset about this? And just try to like wrangle myself back down. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of it is being mindful. And like, I haven't started doing this until like, honestly, the pandemic like was really great for me because yeah, it was depressing. Like, oh shit, we can't do anything. But it also taught me that like space in my schedule is not an unhealthy thing.
I know. Ooh. We get so, did you fucking feel that? I know, because we get so like, everybody looks so busy online and then we're just like, I have to fill up my fucking calendar.
And you forget to fill up you, bitch. And then you're fucking funky as fuck with 25 dates and being like, why don't I feel good?
Yeah.
Why did that suck? Why am I not dreading it the moment every moment until I fucking step foot into this club? Mm-hmm. And then it's like every moment before I'm on stage, and then it's like, oh cool, so I only feel alive for the hour that I'm on stage. Sick. Like that's not a great place to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I've definitely gone through bouts of that. So I've really just kind of taken it to heart and just been like, I don't like touring more than a couple weekends out of the month if I can.
Yeah.
And if there goes by a month that I don't go somewhere, it's okay.
Yeah.
And just do stuff. And I've also consciously decided, like, I don't like traveling out of here when it's snowy and fucking weird. So I'm
my God.
November, December, local dates only, bro. Unless you're paying me a lot of money and you're flying me there, not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home and just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
And, like, just try to, like, grab onto the spring and summer. Like, I love touring and doing shows in spring and summer when everybody's ready to be out, when everybody has good vibes and people want to go.
Yeah.
And I'm only liking, like, kind of this thing now where I'm like, I only want to tour with people I enjoy. I only want to go do shows with people I like. I want to like do good shit.
Yeah, but that, you know? I feel like that comes with like, after you've been doing it for so long, you're like, oh, actually these are my like do's and don'ts. Yeah. I never thought I could speak on these things before, or it took me so long to like even figure out that I was like with me, with my job, like I have like hard outs. I do makeup and hair. So like I'm out.
You have to.
If you hire me for 8 hours, I am out at 8 hours.
As you should be.
And I can fucking stay.
But how long did it take you to draw those boundaries?
Probably just recently.
Yeah.
But that's now I'm the queen of no. And like, I'm very like, I have an agent and she's so nice and kind and amazing. And she like lets me be the artist that I want to be, which is not difficult.
No.
It's just I won't do that job or I will do this job, but there's parameters to it and that's it. And I think it's okay.
And it is. And it comes from confidence, I would assume, in the position you're in. I'm assuming that you are now in a position where you know you're fucking good at what you do. And you're
But I start to not be good at what I do if like there's all this bullshit around.
Exactly. Which is why you know I'm good at what I do. I deserve the money that I'm supposed to be paid.
Yes.
This is my rate. These are the ways that I want to work. Why wouldn't you want to work in the best situation possible?
Right.
And I think that that's difficult for artists, for us to remember that.
Yeah, totally.
Like, oh, I have to do all this shit work until I get there and I'm not allowed to speak against why it's shitty, or I'm not allowed to say, hey, I won't do that anymore. And like a lot of agents and managers won't let you say shit like that, or they will give you a hard time about that.
It's because a lot of artists don't know they don't have the talent or the skills to do that yet. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Well, like, it takes a lot of time.
Like, oh, so-and-so, like, off of TikTok just shows up at the agent at the agency and it's like, I'm only going to do this, this, and this. And it's like, well, you have no credibility at all. So you can do what we tell you or fuck off.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't have an agent or a manager, because I have a lot of those conversations with people. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just not willing to do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, if you're not willing to, like, saw off half of your leg and take a pay cut and, like, be away from home and, like, you, what do you mean you want to talk to your family? And, like, what do you mean you don't want to go on the road with somebody who's problematic? And, well, you know, we need to have all these situations. And it's like, do we?
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
You know, and yes, that probably has affected where I'm at in my career at this point. But for me as a human and as an individual and, like, the years that I've lived on this earth, like, the one of the most important things I've learned is I need to honor myself.
Yeah, that's really hard to
like,
do.
And it is. And I struggle like with it. And, like, there are days where I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I, you know, what the fuck? How come I don't have this? Why don't I have this? You know what I mean? And it's like I have to remind myself, well, you've set up boundaries for yourself, and this is probably why. And you don't know what that person had to do to get there or how many things they didn't love that they had to do that.
Yeah.
And it's all part of this balancing act, right?
Right.
And I just kind of made peace with myself and was like, I want to have fun doing comedy. I want to do comedy where I'm appreciated. I want to get paid for my work. You know, I want to be able to like have it be a thing that feels good to me and doesn't feel like a job.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm at with it. So it's like, I just keep my boundaries. And if it's like, I'm tired, and I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Good for you.
You know what I mean? But I used to not be that way.
Yeah.
For sure. I spent years and years being like, working a day job all day and then going and doing four gigs and being exhausted and then waking up and having 4 nights of sleep and being like, oh, fuck, well, I have to do this and I'm going to go do this. And somebody asked me to do this. I'm like not saying no to anything.
Oh, my God. I didn't say no to things for like, I think the first like 15 years. Oh, yes.
And it's wild when you look back at how much shit you said yes to.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Why did I say yes to that? Did that actually help? Did it?
We'll never know.
It's right. It's all lost in the sauce.
It's all lost in the sauce. I'm thankful though for all of it. Absolutely. I'm grateful for all of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, but as I've gotten older, I've just gotten like very old and in the way about how I want to do shit.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think we all have like, yeah, I think we all like, and that's the thing with like talent now, like people that are our age versus like people that are in their like late 20s or something.
Oh, for sure.
They're like, the life balance ate so much shit for so long. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of like young people are like, I'm not going to eat any shit. And I want $700 million for that. And it's like, wow, I don't know where the line or the like, I don't know. It's crazy.
But then there's the like, I don't know. This is something I've thought like a lot about because it's like fascinating, right? Because yes, social media has like you said, right? Some TikToker comes in with fucking 3 million followers. It's been doing comedy for 2 years, right? Where you're like, do you even know what an hour of comedy is? And maybe they don't. But at the same time, and I definitely feel that way, and it's frustrating. I've gone around the bush with it, but I like posting every single day. Like the amount of work people are putting into social media, like it is a lot of fucking work.
It's so much work.
It is a lot of fucking work. And when it comes down to it, I've realized I'm not willing to do that work. So I can't discount that.
Yeah.
I kind of can't discredit that. Like, I can absolutely say I don't think that person's as skilled in comedy as they should be. But, like, they have done a lot of work that I, frankly, am not willing to do. And even if I tried, like, I even went through a fucking experiment of, like, can I post every single day? But I didn't even make it a week. I was like, this is hard. What the fuck am I doing?
I had to set the alarm.
That's fucking gone. Stupid as fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
Lydia doesn't exist on the internet anymore. God, she's out.
So
she quits.
I have a renewed or a new sense of appreciation for some of the work that these younger people are putting in.
Yeah.
And it's just a different.
It's not even a younger people. It's people.
People.
Yeah.
It's the it PPL. People. I follow some like older women that are so unhinged and funny and they post so much and I'm like,
oh yeah,
bitch, get it.
The unhinged.
That's like the part that like some like comics, like you, like when they're like, oh, why don't you just do this or why don't you do this? And it's like, you don't know what the game is anymore.
Yeah. It's totally
like,
different.
So out of touch. It's like, yeah, I can't just write jokes and send a video, like a VHS tape and a headshot to places anymore.
Yeah.
Like you can't
even send a YouTube link in a bio and like a resume anymore.
No.
They don't give a fuck. They'll not give a fuck.
No.
How many followers do you have? You have what now? Oh, okay, cool. You're like, fuck. And which is disheartening for someone like me that, like, I absolutely have an hour, but, like, I don't have fucking 15,000 followers. I have, like, 4,000 followers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so in the eyes of a club, they're like, all right, well, you're funny, but how the fuck are people getting in the door? Because we don't do marketing anymore. So are you bringing them? How are we doing this? So I get where they're coming from, too, but it doesn't make it any less fucking irritating.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, can I just come and do it and I promise you it'll all work out? Like,
because people don't know, like, how to balance it now. It's like some people are all marketing and no product.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where I feel like everything is riding its ship because there are a lot of people that have been doing that, right? That I have all marketing and then they show up to the shows and these people who are their followers show up and then they're like 10 minutes in, they're like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why
and then they're not
I think
back.
It's kind of dying a little bit. People are starting to go,
oh, these people don't know how to do
these
comedy.
These people don't. Well, it's not even, it's like influencers, period. It's people, it's like whatever these, I don't know how you categorize them. I mean, they're still influencers if they have like tons of followers, I guess, whether it's comedy or makeup or whatever the fuck.
Yep. Fucking couponing, whatever.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. People have weird new shit that they're just like spend all of their time doing online where I'm just like, you have 4 million followers that just watch you clean shit. Weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I'm the one watching them.
I'm the one watching.
Yeah. Those were more the ones I was talking about. The people, it's like, oh, they have like 1 million TikTok followers, but they only do like sketches. And then now all of a sudden they're like, I do stand-up comedy. It's like, when? When have you
How in the world
have you worked
figure
material
that out?
In front of an audience to know that it's good material?
Yeah.
No, it's always fascinating. Like, where you get on, put on a show with somebody like that, that's like the headliner. And it's like, I don't mind because I'll pretty much do whatever. I don't care. I'm going to have a good time whether you suck or not. So yeah. I'm like, I'm going to have, sure.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Good luck with your hour. I'm going to fucking roast you beforehand. So you can either have a good attitude about it and ride the wave and have a good set, or you can be in your fucking feelings and then just try to dig buckets and be like, oh shit, how she was funny.
Yeah. I hope you can bring. Yeah. I hope you keep your feet during this avalanche, because I'm about to bring this motherfucker down.
It's like one of my like favorite things to do is just be very non-assuming and then just show up and fucking murder. It's my favorite thing to do.
Ooh, yes, girl. Like, very
much. And just being like, all right, bye, and then being like, it's nice to be here. Where's my check? Bye.
Yeah,
that's kind of my vibe.
Also, I have award-winning chili. So.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, there's that.
Yeah. I'm a multi-hyphenate.
I'm sorry about it.
It's like the, do you remember the old fucking Dave Chappelle, Charlie Murphy Prince sketch where he's like, they beat our ass.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened? Then he made us pancakes.
Yep.
Like, what happened? Lydia showed up and just burned down the whole show. And then what happened? She made us chili.
Exactly.
The bitch did.
Yeah. I also make perfect omelets. Perfect omelet.
I can see that.
Tell them where they can find your omelets, your chili, and your social media.
Amazing. At Hater Tuesday on TikTok, on Instagram. My website is lydiapopovich.com. The chili can be found in my home if I know you and I like you. Omelets are reserved for overnight house guests.
Mm.
You have to come and spend the night, and then I'll wow you with an omelet in the morning.
Yeah. Be careful. Her boyfriend has guns.
And weed.
He's so high, he forgot he has guns.
I'm going to be in Asheville, North Carolina on the 20th and the 21st doing shows out there. So if you'll be in Asheville, North Carolina, come see me do an actual hour, a real hour.
Yeah, girl.
Let's go. Thing.
Yes, hour.
I'm looking forward to it.
Woo!
Really a good time.
Speaking of, I actually don't, I can't remember if it's in, it might actually be in Tennessee, but it just got announced today. I'm one of the headliners for Lookout Comedy Festival.
Congratulations, my friend.
Yes. Congratulations.
I don't know what that means.
Go check out Lydia Popovich, Hater Tuesdays.
Oh, good looking out.
LydiaPopovich.com. Thanks for stopping by the Tard Yard.
Bye.
Bye.
Join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon.
Tardation Nation.
Look at that.
Same fucking person. I'm telling you. It's wild.
That was impressive.
Let's order food.
Yeah, we have a little bit of time.
Great.
What in tarnation?